Parshas Chayesara. Vayiyu Chayesara, and they were the life of Sarah. Me'a Shana, 100 years. Ve'esrim Shana, and 20 years. Ve'sheva Shanim, and 7 years. Sarah lived 127 years. Shnei Chayesara were the years of the life of Sarah. And Rashi is medayik in the Loshrin HaPosuk. Why does the Posuk say Shona b'chol klal u'klal? Why does it say Shona by every category? By the category of 100 it says Me'a Shona. By 20 it says Esrim Shona. And by 7 it says Sheva Shonim. The typical way the Posuk would say this would be Me'a Shona ve'esrim v'sheva Shonim. It would say Shona twice, Me'a Shona, Ve'esrim, V'sheva Shonim. So why does it say Me'a Shona, Esrim Shona, V'sheva Shonim, Shona B'chol Klal U'Klal? And Rashi says it is to tell us that we have to darshan each Klal by itself, Me'a by itself, Esrim by itself, and Sheva by itself. And the Pasuk is saying that Me'a is like 20. Just like at 20 years old, she was without chet, because Miso Bidei Shamayim is at the age of 20, so too at 100 years old, she was not Mechuyev Miso Bidei Shamayim. And just like at 7, she was beautiful, so too at 20, she was also beautiful. And although we know that at 20, a woman is more beautiful than 7, so why are we comparing 20 to 7? The Mefarshim explained, because at 7, there is a pure beauty. A girl's skin and her complexion at 7 is even more beautiful than 20. And that's what the Pasuk is saying, that at 20 her complexion was as nice and beautiful as 7. Shnei Chayesara, what is the Pasuk adding by saying Shnei Chayesara? Rashi explains, because from the Pasuk earlier, we just know that at the age of 100 she was without chet. What about after the age of 100? And also we know she was beautiful at 20. How do we know after the age of 20? Therefore the Pasuk says, Shnei Chayesara, the years of the life of Sarah. Kulam Shavan L'Toiva, they are all equal in goodness. Even after 100, she was without chet, and even after 20, she was beautiful. Vatoma Sarah, and Sarah died, Vikiryas Arba, in the city called Kiryas Arba, he Chevron, which is Chevron Be'eretz Canaan, in the land of Canaan. Why is Chevron called Kiryas Arba? Rashi says, Tupshatim. Either because four giants lived there, Achiman, Sheshai, Salmai, and their father, therefore it was called Kiryas Arba, the city of the Arba, the four giants, or because in the future, four couples will be buried there, Adam and Chava, Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, and Yaakov and Leah. Therefore, it was called Kiryas Arba, the city of the four zugois, the four couples that will be buried there. Vayovai Avram, and Avram came. Where did Avram come from? If you look at the end of Parshas Vayera, it says that Avram was staying and living in Be'er Sheva at that point. Therefore, Avram came from Be'er Sheva, Lisboid Lasara, to eulogize Sarah, to say a hesped on Sarah, Vilifkaisa, and to cry over her. Rashi explains why the parsha of Akedas Yitzchak is written right next to the parsha of Misa Sarah, the death of Sarah. And he says, because when the Malach came to tell Sarah that Yitzchak was about to be shechted on Har HaMoriah by Avram, her husband, Akedas Yitzchak, before he had a chance to say that Yitzchak was not killed, Parcha Nishmosa Umesa, Sarah's soul departed from her and she died. So it was because of the Akedah that Sarah died, and that's why the two parshiyos are written next to each other. The Mefarshim discuss why the word Vilifkaisa is written with a small chaf. Balaturim learns that the Pasuk is telling us that Avram minimized his crying over Sarah. Vilifkaisa with a small chaf. It was a smaller bechiyah because she was older. And since she was older, she was 127 years old, it was not such a shock that she would die at this age. Therefore, Avram minimized his crying over Sarah. In Sefer Kehilas Yitzchak, he says a different pshat. Avram minimized his crying over Sarah, and that's why it is written with a small chaf, but for a different reason. Since it was because of the Akedah that Sarah died, Avram did not want to show that he had charata for doing the mitzvah of the Akedah. Therefore, he minimized his crying over Sarah to show that he did not feel bad and he did not have doubts about doing his mitzvah. And he explains further, that's the pshat. In davening, when we say "V'hoser Satan milafoneinu umiacharenu," Hashem should remove the Satan from before us and from after us. What does it mean from before us? Before us means that before we do a mitzvah, the Satan tries to stop us from doing the mitzvah. So we ask Hashem to take away the Satan from before us, who is stopping us from doing the mitzvah. Umiacharenu, from after us. We are asking Hashem to remove the Satan from after us, after we do the mitzvah, from causing us to have charata for doing the mitzvah. The Satan tries to make us feel bad for doing the mitzvah, and we are asking Hashem to take this Satan away from us. So too over here, Avram did not want to show that he felt bad for doing the mitzvah of the Akedah after he did the mitzvah of the Akedah. Therefore, he minimized in crying over Sarah. He did not want to show that he felt bad for doing the Akedah which caused Sarah's death. Chasam Sofer and others say yet another pshat in the small chaf of Vilav Kaisa. Because the pasuk says further, Vashem berech es Avram bakoil, Hashem benched Avram bakoil. The Gemara says that bakoil was the name of Avram's daughter. Hashem blessed Avram with a daughter whose name was bakoil. But this daughter died, and as long as Avram had Sarah, he was comforted over his daughter's death through Sarah. But once Sarah died, the emotions of Bakoil's death came up and surfaced again. And that's why the pasuk says, Vayovai Avram, and Avram came lispoid l'sara, to say a hesped on Sarah, Vilav Kaisa, take away the small chaf, and it spells Vilavita. He eulogized Sarah and her daughter, because now it resurfaced the death of Bakoil, his daughter. Avram came lispoid l'sara, Ulevita, and also for his daughter. And the pasuk continues, Vayokom Avram me'alpenei mesai, and Avram got up from in front of his mace, Vaydaber el b'nei ches lemar, and he spoke to the people of ches, saying, Ger, a stranger, v'soshav, and a resident, Anoichi imochem, I am among you. What does that mean, I am a ger and a toshav? These two things seem to contradict each other. If one is a ger, a stranger, he cannot be a toshav, a resident. Therefore Rashi says two pshatim. In his first pshat he says, Ger, I am a stranger, I come from a different land, I am originally from Orkastim. V'toshav, but I became a resident among you, I settled in your country, in your land. Secondly, Rashi says, Ger, if you want, I will come as a stranger and buy this land from you. But if you don't want to sell it to me, then I will come as a toshav, as a resident, because this land really belongs to me. Because Hashem said, Lezaracha etein es ha'oretz hazois, to your children I will give this land. So since if you don't want to sell it to me, I will take it min hadin, by right, because this is really my land. Tnu li achuzas kever imochem, give me a holding of a grave, which means a holding of a piece of land for the purpose of a grave. Imachem among you, ve'ekpura meisim lefonai, and I will bury my dead from before me. Vayanu v'nei ches es Avram lemoloi, and the children of ches answer Avram, saying to him, Shemo'enu adoni, listen to us, my master, nesi elekim ato b'sechenu, you are a prince of Hashem in our midst, b'mivchar kivarenu, in the choicest of our graves, kivores meisecho, bury your dead, ish mimenu es kivroi, lo yichle mimcha mikvor meisecho, not one man of us, nobody in our community, will refrain from giving you a grave to bury your mace. Vayokam Avram vayishtachu la'amaoriz l'vnei ches, and Avram got up and he bowed down to the people of the land, l'vnei ches, to the people of ches. And the Mefarshim explain that when the pasuk says Amaoritz, it is referring to the typical lay people of the land, the regular people. L'vnei ches is referring to the leaders of the land, the b'nei ches. Vayokam Avram, the pasuk is saying that Avram bowed down to everybody, not only to the important people, the b'nei ches, but also to the Amaoritz, the regular people. Rabbeinu Mechaye asks, why does it say a lashon of Vayokam Avram and Avram got up? What does it mean he got up? And he explains, when one person is speaking to many, the one person always has to stand when he speaks to a lot of people. Therefore the pasuk says in pasuk Gimel, Vayokam Avram me'al p'nei mesoi v'yedaber el b'nei ches. When Avram was speaking to the b'nei ches, it says Vayokam Avram, he had to stand up. And he said pasuk Dalet gevet hoshav until pasuk Hey. Once he finished speaking, he sat down. Now Avram was about to speak again. Therefore it says, Vayokam Avram vayishtachu la'amoriz l'vnei ches, vayidaber itam lemar, and he spoke to them saying. He started to speak again, and he stood up. And the pasuk continues, "Vayidaber itam lemer," and he spoke to them, saying, "Imyeshes nafshechem likbor es mesi milafonai. If it is your will that I should bury my dead before me, shimauni, listen to me, ufiguli, and ask for me, be'Ephron ben Seichar, Ephron the son of Seichar should give me his land. He should give to me the Ma'oros HaMachpelah that belongs to him, Asher Bikseh Sadeu, that is in the corner of his field." And Rashi explains, why was this cave called the Ma'oros HaMachpelah, the double cave? According to Rashi's first pshat, it's because it was double in levels. It had two floors, Bayez V'Aliyah, and that's why it was called the double cave. Rashi in the second pshat explains, it is because of the double Zugois, the couples that were buried there, Avram and Sarah, Adam and Chava, Yitzchak Rivka, and Yaakov and Leah. And since it was doubled with couples, therefore it is called the double cave. Bechesef Mole, for a complete price, for full value, Yitnenuli, Ephron should give it to me, Besechachem, in your midst, Lachuzas Kover, for a holding, for a burial place. Ve'Ephron Yoshev Besoif Bnei Ches, and Ephron was sitting in the midst of the people of Ches. And Rashi is medayik over here why it says Yoshev without a vav. Rashi explains because there was a chisaron, a lacking in his yeshiva, in his sitting. It was only on that day that he was appointed to be a shoiter, an official over them.
It was only because Avram needed him that he was raised to the level of becoming an official. As the Medrash explains, so that a great person like Avram should not have to purchase the field from a lowly person like Ephron. Therefore, his status was raised on that day.
And Ephron Achiti answered Avram in the ears of the children of Ches, L'choil bo'eshar iroi, in front of everybody who came to the gate of the city. Lamar saying, everybody stopped working on that day in order to accord kindness to Sarah and to watch her as she was being buried. And that's why the pasuk says, L'choil bo'eshar iroi. And this is what Ephron told Avram. Loi adoni shema'eni. No, my master, listen to me. Not like you said that you want to pay money for the field, but rather I will give it to you for free. Hasode nosati loch. The field is as if it was already given to you. The hama'ora shaboy, and the cave that is in the field, lechon esatia, is also as if it was given to you. And not only am I giving you the cave like you asked, but I am also giving you the field that surrounds the cave, the sodeh and the ma'ora. Le'ene v'ne'ami, in front of the eyes of the children of my nation, nisati aloch, it is being given to you. Ephron is stressing, nisati aloch, it is being given to you. This deal I wouldn't give anybody else, just to you. Kivor me'secho, bury your dead. Vayishtachu Avram, and Avram bowed down a second time, lifnei amoritz, before the people of the land. Vayidaber el Ephron, and Avram spoke to Ephron, ba'ozne amoritz, in front of the ears of the people of the land, the Lamar saying, Ach im ata lushimo eini, you are telling me to listen to you, to take the field for free, if only you will listen to me and take the money. Nosati kesef hasode, the money is prepared in my hands. Halavai, I would have given it already. Kach mimeni, take it from me. Ve'ekbura es mesi shoma, and I will bury my dead over there. Vayan Ephron es Avram lemer loy, and Ephron answered Avram, saying to him, Adoni shuma eini, my master Avram, listen to me. Eretz arba meir shekel kesef, a land worth 400 shekel kesef, beni uveincha, between you and I, mahi, what is it? Between such good friends as you and I, what is 400 shekel kesef? Don't pay me anything, ves meizcha kvar, and bury your dead. Vayishma Avram el Ephron, and Avram listened to Ephron. As Rashbam explains, Dai lechakima beremiza, it is sufficient for smart people to just take a hint. Avram saw that Ephron, when he offered Avram to take the field for free, he mentioned that the field was worth 400 shekel kesef. That meant that he really wanted 400 shekel kesef for the land. Therefore, Vayishma Avram el Ephron, and Avram listened to what Ephron was saying, the 400 shekel kesef. Vayishkol Avram le Ephron, and Avram weighed for Ephron as a kesef asher diber ba'oznei bnei Ches, the amount of money that Ephron mentioned in the ears of the people of Ches. Arba meo shekel kesef, 400 shekel kesef, oiver la soicher, it was the type of coins that were able to be spent and were worth 400 shekel kesef wherever you went. These were very expensive coins. And from here we see that Ephron was somebody who spoke a lot. He offered Avram to take the field for free. But Afilu Ma'at Le'osa, he didn't do at the end anything because he charged Avram 400 shekel kesef, not typical coins, but oiver la'seicher. And that's why the Pasuk writes Ephron without a vav, Ephron chos a vav between the resh and the nun, to tell us that Ephron was diber harbe, va'afilu ma'at, sheni. The Pasuk continues, va'yokom sedeh Ephron, and the field of Ephron got up, asher ba'machpelah, which was in the Machpelah. Although Rashi explained earlier that Machpelah is really an adjective to the word ma'ara, it was the Ma'ara, a cave, HaMachpelah, that was double, either double in two floors or double in Zugais. But over here, the Pasuk clearly says, Asher BaMachpelah, that Machpelah was the name of the place. The field of Ephron that was in the place called Machpelah. Ramban learns that the area was called Machpelah. And that's how we learned earlier also, Ma'ara SaMachpelah meant the cave that was in the place called Machpelah. But Rashi, who learned earlier, Ma'ara SaMachpelah meant the double cave, over here has to learn like the Ramban, that the area was also called Machpelah. He'll learn that since it was a double cave, or since it was double in Zugais, later on, the whole area was known as Machpelah. Not only was the cave known as Ma'ara SaMachpelah, but the area was also known as Machpelah. And therefore, the field of Ephron that was in the place called Machpelah got up, Asher lefnei Mamre, which was before Mamre, Hasad the field, v'hama'ara asher boy, and the cave inside the field, the v'cholo'etz asher basadeh, and all of the trees in the field, asher b'chol gvuloi saviv, that were in all its borders around it, le'avram le'mikneh, it was to Avram as a purchase, le'enei b'nei ches, in front of the eyes of the people of ches, b'chol bo'ei shar iroi, in front of everybody that came out to the gates of the city. This transfer of ownership from Ephron to Avram took place in the presence of everybody who came out to the gates of the city. And Rashi says, Tup Shatim in Pasuk Yud Zayin, what it means, Vayokam stay Ephron, and the field of Ephron got up. According to the simple meaning, it just means that there was a transfer of ownership. Vayokam stay Ephron, the field of Ephron got up and left the possession of Ephron and went to the possession of Lavram Lemikneh, to Avram as a purchase. But according to the Medrash, it means that it had a tekuma, it had an ascension. The field went up from a regular person, a commoner, Ephron, and went into the hands of Avram, who was the king. And afterwards, Avram buried Sarah, his wife, El Ma'oras Sedeh HaMachpelah, to the cave, the field that was in Machpelah, Apanei Mamre, before Mamre, Hi Chevron, which is Chevron, Be'eretz Canaan, in the land of the Canaan. The Netziv in Sefer Hamik Dover is Medayik, that the Pasuk seems to give great detail to where Sarah was buried. The Pasuk says, Ma'oras HaMachpelah, and then it says, Hi Chevron, and then it says, Be'eretz Canaan, in the land of Canaan. He answers that the Pasuk is coming to tell us that there are three levels of burial in the land of Eretz Yisrael. The best place to be buried is the Ma'oras HaMachpelah. The second level is Chevron. And after Chevron, it is anywhere else, Be'eretz Canaan. According to this Netziv, it seems like Chevron is even a more prestigious burial place than Yerushalayim. Vayokom asodeh, and the field got up, v'hama'ore ashaboy, and the cave inside the field, le'avrom, to Avram, la'achuzas kover, for a holding of a burial place, me'es b'nei ches, from the people of ches. And the Meshech Chochma asks, why does the Pasuk say this a second time in Pasuk Chof? It already said it in Pasuk Yud Zayin, vayokom sedeh Ephron. So why is it repeated again in Pasuk Chof, vayokom hasodeh v'hama'ore? And the answer is that the Rambam paskins that when a Jew wants to buy a field from a guy and he gives money to the guy, the handing over of the money only accomplishes that the field now does not belong to the guy anymore. The guy relinquishes his possession of this field by taking the money from the Jew, but it does not become the Jew's through the giving over of the money. It is only after the Jew makes a kinyan, whether it is through a shtar or a chazakah, that he acquires this land. And that's what the Pasuk is saying. Because the Pasuk earlier said that Avram gave money to Ephron. All he accomplished by giving money to Ephron was that Ephron relinquished his ownership over this land. But now the land was hefker. Now Avram has to make a kinyan. In Pasuk Yutes, Avram buried Sarah. Burying is digging into the karka, which is a kinyan chazaka. So in Pasuk Yutes, he actually acquired the land. And that's why the Pasuk says in Pasuk Chof, Vayokam hasodeh v'ma'or ha-shaboy le'avram la'achuz es-kover. It was only then that that the land actually became Avram's through the kinyan chazaka, which took place in Pasuk Yutes. Now let us go back on the Rashi's inside. Pasuk Aleph. Vayu chaye sara meo shana ve'esrim shana ve'sheva shanim. L'kach nichtav shana b'chol klal u'klal. For this reason, it writes shana by every category, after 100, after 20, and after 7. Lo malacha, to tell you, shekol echod nidrash la'atzmai. Each one is expounded upon by itself. Bas kuf ki bas chof. At 100, she was like 20 lechet concerning averis. Ma bas chof lechoto, just like at 20, she did not sin. Shaharei eina bas onshin, because she was not a bas onshin, there is no miso bidei shamayim. Until 20, af bas kuf b'loi chet. Also, at the age of 100, she was without chet. Ubas chof ki bas zayin liyofi. And at 20, she was like 7 concerning her beauty. Just like at 7, she had a very beautiful complexion, so too at 20, she was also beautiful. And the Mefarshim ask on Rashi, that Rashi seems to say over here that the age of Onshin Bidei Shamayim is 20. Although Rashi said already in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Hei, Pasuk Lamed Beis, that before Matan Torah, Misa Bidei Shamayim took place at the age of 100. So why does Rashi say over here that it was at the age of 20? Some Mefarshim answer that since the Avos kept the whole Torah even before it was given, they had dinim, they had laws, as if they were people who lived after Matan Torah. And since after Matan Torah, Misa Bidei Shamayim was at the age of 20, therefore Sarah also had Misa Bidei Shamayim at the age of 20. And that's what Rashi is saying. Just like at 20 she was without Chet, because Misa B'dei Shamayim was at 20. Also at 100 she was without Chet. Zok Rashi, Shnei Chayesar, Kulan Shavin L'Toiva. They were all equal in goodness. Since from this pasuk we only see that at the age of 100 she was B'li Chet, without Chet, and at the age of 20 she was beautiful, how do we know above 100 she was without Chet, and above 20 she was beautiful? Therefore it says, Shnei Chayesar, Kulan Shavin L'Toiva, all her years were equal in goodness. The Kiryas Arba, why was the city called Kiryas Arba? Zagrashi, Al Shem Arba Anokim Shahu Sham, because of the four giants that lived there, Achiman, Sheshai, and Talmai, Vavihem, and their father. There are two problems with this pshat in Rashi. Because, according to Rashi, that Arba is referring to the four giants, the pasuk should have called the place Kiryas Arba'o. Because giants, Anokim, is a Lashon Zachar, therefore, four, which is referring to the giants, should be Arba'o Anokim. Secondly, why over here specifically is the Torah telling us that Chevron was called Kiryas Arba because of the four giants? We are not discussing over here giants, that the Pasuk has to tell us this. Therefore Rashi learned a second pshat, Tava Acher. Al Shem Dalad Zugois, it was called Kiryas Arba because of the four couples, Shenik V'Usham, that were buried there. Ish V'Ishtai, husband and wife. Adam and Chava, Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, and Yaakov and Leah. According to this pshat, it is very good why it's called Kiryas Arba. Arba b'Lashon Nekeva, because Arba Zugois is also a Lashon Nekeva. It is also answered according to this pshat, why specifically over here the Torah calls Chevron Kiryas Arba. Because in this parasha, Avram was about to bury Sarah in the Ma'aris HaMachpelah. Therefore the Torah is telling you that in this place, there will be four zugois, four couples buried there, and that's why this place is called Kiryas Arba. Zok Rashi, Vayover Avram, where did he come from? Be'er Shava, from Be'er Shava. Lispoid Lasara, to eulogize Sarah, Velev Kaisa, and to cry over her. Benizbecha Misa Sarah L'Akedas Yitzchak, and the parasha of the death of Sarah is written next to the parasha of Akedas Yitzchak. Lefi, because, Shal Yedei B'Surah Sar Akedah, because through the news of the Akeda, Shenez Damin, Bino Lishchita, that her son Yitzchak was about to be shechted, Ukimat Shalai Nishchat, and before the Malach was able to say that she was not, that he was not shechted, he did not die, Parcho Nishmasa Mimena Umesa. Her soul departed from her and she died. And then Avram got up from before his mace, and he spoke to the people of Chay, saying, I am a ger and a toshav. Rashi is bothered by the contradictory lashon of ger, a stranger, toshav, and a resident. And Rashi says, ger me'eretz acheres. I am originally a stranger from another land, from Orkastim, v'nisyashavti imochem, but I settled and became a resident among you. Umedush agoda, im tirtzu hareni ger. If you want, I am a ger. Vim lav, a toshav, and if not, I will be a toshav that lena min adin, and I will take it by right. If you consider me like a ger, a stranger, so I will buy the land. But if you do not want to sell it to me, I will be considered like a toshav, and I will take the land by right. She'omar li HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem told me, Lizaracha etein es ha'oretz hazois, to your children I will give this land. So therefore, this is my land, and that's why I will take it, even without purchasing it. This Rashi seems to be a contradiction to Rashi and the Pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha by the quarrel between the shepherds of Avram and the shepherds of Lot, where the shepherds of Lot were grazing their animals in other people's fields, and the shepherds of Avram told them that this is Gezela, you are robbers. And the shepherds of Lot answered, this land belongs to Avram and we are his Yerush. On that the Pasuk says, Vaknani Vaprizi Oz Yoshev Ba'aretz. The land does not belong to Avram yet. Right now, the Kenani and the Perizi are still in the land. From that pasuk is mashma that Avram did not own the land yet. So how can Avram say over here that this is my land, I will be a toshav, because Hashem said, Lozaracha etein es ha'oretz hazois. Some Mefarshim answer, the Chizkuni, the Sifsei Chachamim, and others, that the pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha was before Avram had any children. Therefore, the land did not yet belong to him. But after Avram had Yitzchak, it was already chal, the bracha of Lazaracha etein es ha'oretz hazois, that to your children I will give this land. And therefore, after Yitzchak was born, Avram was able to say that this land belongs to me. Sefer Nachlas Yaakov answers on Rashi that this that we said in Parshas Lech Lecha, Vaknani Vaprizi Oz Yoshev Ba'oretz, and Avram did not acquire the land yet, that was referring to the peiros of the land, the fruit of the land. But concerning the actual Guf HaKarka, the land itself, belonged to Avram right away. That's why in Parshas Lech Lecha, when the shepherds were grazing the land, over there, Avram said, you are Ganovim, you are eating the peiros of the land that does not belong to me yet. But over here, we are talking about burying Sarah beGuf HaKarka in the land itself. And therefore, Avram was able to say that this Guf HaKarka, this land itself, belongs to me. And Rashi continues, Achuzas Kever. Rashi is bothered by the lashon of Achuza concerning Kever. Achuza means a holding. A person can have a holding in something that has a mamoshes, something that is physical. But a Kever is just a hole in the ground. How can you have a holding in a hole? Therefore, Rashi says, Achuza is not going on Kever, but rather on Karka. Achuzas Karka, a holding of land, lebeis hakforis, for the purpose of a burial. Lo yichle, zot Rashi lo yimna, he will not refrain. Kimoi lo sichol rachamecho, your mercy will not be held back. Ukimoi vayikole hageshem, and he held back the rain from falling from the sky. Even though vayikole is with an aleph, the Maral explains that the aleph and the hay are interchangeable, and we can bring a raya from vayikole to the word lo yichle. Im yeshes nafshechem, if it will be your nefesh, zot Rashi ritzonchem, your will. Then ufiguli loshem bakosha, ask Ephraim ben Seichar, k'moy al tifki ibi, do not ask me, and he should give me the ma'ores hamachpela, the double cave, bayis ve'aliyah agabov, because it had two floors, a house with a second floor on top of it. Davar acher shekfula bezugois, it was known as the double cave because it was double with couples. Bekesef mole, for the full price, ashalim kol shaveho, I will pay its complete worth. V'chein David, Omar la'aravno, David said to Aravno, Bechesef mole, I will purchase the Mokalim HaMikdosh for its complete price, for its full worth. V'Ephron Yoshev, and Ephron was sitting. K'siv Choser, it is written without a vav, Yoshev, without a vav, between the Yud and the Shin. Oyseh hayom manu shoiter aleihem, because on that day, he was appointed an official over them, mipnei chashivosoi shel Avram, because of the importance of Avram, shayitzarech loy, that Avram needed him. Therefore, Allah l'gdula, therefore Ephron rose to his higher status and became an official. And that's why it is written Chasavav, because there was a lacking in his yeshiva. He was just appointed on that day. Just like we said by Light in Parshas Vayera. Over there also, he was appointed to be a Shofet Aleihem on that day. And by Avram, where it says, Yoshev Pesach Ha'oel Kechoyim Hayoim, over there also it is written Chaser, because there was also a lacking in his yeshiva. He was sitting, but he wanted to get up when Hashem came to visit him. One has to understand why by Light it uses a lashon of Oisa Yoim Minohu Shofet Aleihem. If you look in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Aleph, the Pasuk says, Yoshav Ksiv, Oisai Hayoim Minuhu Shofet Aleihem. On that day, he was appointed as a Shofet over them. And over here, by Ephraim, it says, on this day, Oisai Hayoim Minuhu Shoter Aleihem, he was appointed as an official. Why over there does it say Shofet, and over here, Shoter? And Rashi continues, L'chol Boi Shar Iroi, for everyone that came to the gate of the city, Shekulon Botlu Mimelachton, everybody stopped working, Ubo Ligmol Chesed L'Sara, and they came to accord kindness to Sarah. And Ephron said, Loi Adoni Shema'eni, no, my master, listen to me, Loi Tikna Oysam Bedamim, do not buy it with money, you don't have to pay anything. Nosati L'cho, the field and the cave is given already. Harehu k'moishin esatiyaloch. It is as if it was already given to you. Ach imato lushmo eni. Halavai, if you would listen to me. Avram said, ato oimer li lushmo eloch. You are telling me to listen to you. V'likach b'chinam, and to take the land and the cave for free. Ani yefshi b'kach. I do not want that. Ach imato lushmo eni. Halavai v'tishmo eni. Halavai, you will listen to me. And what? And take the money from me. Nosati zakrashi, muchan hu etzli. The money is prepared by me. V'halavai nosati. Halavai, I would have already gave it. L'cho kvar, to you already. Rashi seems to be bothered in Pasuk Yud Aleph and in Pasuk Yud Gimel by the same question, but in each of these psukim he seems to give a different answer. In Pasuk Yud Aleph, Rashi is bothered by the lashon hasada nosati loch. The field is already given to you. And in actuality, the field was not given yet from Ephron to Avram. So why does the Pasuk say, why did Ephron say, Nosati Loch, it is already given to you? On that Rashi says, Harehu Kemoshe Nosati Loch. It is as if it was given to you. Even though it wasn't given yet, it is as if it was given to you. Similarly, we find that Rashi is bothered in Pasuk Yud Gimel, where the Pasuk says, Avram said, Nosati Kesev HaSodeh. I have already given to you the money of the field. The truth was that Avram did not give the money yet. Zakt Rashi, what does Nasati mean, Beloshin Ovar? Muchin hu etzli, it is prepared by me, v'halavai Nasati l'chokvar. Halavai, I would have already given it. Rashi does not say like he says concerning the field. Concerning the field, he says, it is as if it was already given. Over here, he does not say, it is as if the money was given, but rather, halavai, I would have already given it. Why does Rashi change his pirish? Maskel David answers that concerning the land, the field that Ephraim was giving to Avram, there was no kinyan that was missing. Because the second Avram will bury Sarah, he will dig into the karka and make the kinyan chazaka. So therefore nothing was missing. That's why Ephraim said, it is as if it was given to you. Harehu kemoishin esati aloch. Because you're not missing a kinyan. When you bury her, you'll make the kinyan. But concerning the kesef, the money, in order for Ephraim to acquire the money, he has to make a kinyan hakbal. He has to pick up the money. So there is something missing, the kinyan hakbal. So Rashi could not learn it is as if it was given because we are lacking a kinyan. Therefore he changes the pirish and says, Nosati means, halavai, I would have already given it. Zakt Rashi, beini uveincha, between you and I, bein shnei oyhavim kamoinu, between two friends like us, ma'i chashuva, what is 400 shekel kesef? Leklom, it's nothing. Ela hanachas ha-mecher, leave the sale. Don't bother with giving me any money. Ves meis chakfar, and bury your mace for free. But Avram understood that Ephraim wanted 400 shekel kesef, and therefore, vayishkol Avram le-Ephraim, he waited for Ephraim. Chos avav, Ephraim's name is written without a vav. Lefisha omar harbe, he spoke a lot. He offered Avram to get the land for free. Vafilu ma'at le-osa, but he did not do anything. Shenato mimeno shkolim gedoilim, because he took expensive coins, shehen kantorim, which are called kantorim. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, oiver la-soicher, these were coins that were worth their value. value anywhere they would be spent. Shemiskablim b'shekel b'chol mokoyim, they would be accepted as a shekel in any place. V'yesh mokoyim sheshikleim gedoylim, there are places that the shekel is very expensive. Shehein kantorim, they are called kantorim, and still these shekolim would be worth that amount anywhere in the world. So Rashi, v'yokum stay Ephron, and the field of Ephron went up. Tikuma hoysalah, the field had an ascension. Sheyotom yad hejit yad melech, because it went from the possession of a commoner to the possession of a king. Upshutai shel mikra, and the simple meaning of the pasuk is vayokom hasod v'amor ashaboy, and the field and the cave v'chol ha'etz and all of the trees were vayokom. It got up lavrom lemiknef, to Avram for a purchase, which means it changed possessions. It went from Ephron to Avram, and that is the pshat in Vayokom. Bechol bo'e shar iroi, in front of everybody who came to the gate of the city, bekerav kulam, among all of them, uvemamad kulam, in the presence of all of them, hikneoloi, Ephron transferred ownership to Avram.